Well, the USDA released two huge reports on Thursday. The first was the quarterly U.S. grain stocks report. The second was the prospective plantings report. Carl, what were your major takeaways from those reports? Because it appears those reports seem to be bullish for corn because of the rally we saw on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, the acreage number is what really got corn moving, CJ. The USDA and the Ag Outlook Forum had predicted corn acres at 91 million, average trade estimate 91.8 million. Last year, U.S. farmers planted 94.6 million acres of corn. Today's data, 90 million even. So right at the bottom of the estimate range, below what trade was expecting and well below last year. And that really got the market moving, especially with traders heavily short that corn complex. We're still, 250,000 contracts short by the managed money crowd. So that data alone is what really caused corn to rally, CJ. Spilled over into the wheat complex, wheat posting solid advances as well. Soybeans, kind of the laggard on the day, tried to rally, both sides of unchanged, not a lot of fresh movement there. But we look at the stocks numbers came in on corn, 8.35 billion bushels, up 13% from last year. Soybeans, 1.85 billion bushels, up 9% from last year. And the wheat stocks, 1.09 billion bushels, up 16% from last year. Now, to finish out on the acres, we look at the soybean acres, came in 86.5 million, exactly what trade was expecting, up from the 83.6 million last year, and wheat acres, 47.5 million, right in line with trade guesses in the USDA, down 2 million acres from last year. So other than that corn acreage number that gave us the big rally, not a lot of supportive news in this report that really would have been behind it had we not seen the acreage drop.
Carl, is it likely that given the bullish information from the reports on Thursday that this rally for corn futures could continue into this first week of April?
It definitely could. One thing that I am a little hesitant, the 28th here is also the last trading day of the month and the trading day of the quarter. So we're going to wrap up the month and the quarter with this report coming out. A little bit of this buying may be contributed to that. But next week when we get back, I wouldn't be too surprised if we don't see a little bit of risk premium added to this market. Whether we remain dry across several portions of the United States, especially the key growing areas, and forecasts are bringing precipitation, but it's not what you would call huge volumes of rainfall. I think we start to see, corn maybe not rally. I'm not saying, we go to $6-$7 by any means. But boy, to see us start creeping back up to that $5 mark, definitely a possibility.
Carl, taking a look now at the livestock markets, cattle futures saw some gains on Thursday after some sharp losses earlier this past week, Carl.
Yeah, we had the sharp losses came the avian flu that was discovered in four dairy herds in two states in the South, two in Texas, two in Kansas. Not really that detrimental to the market. The melt did not make its way into the food supply chain. And even if it did, the pasteurization process would have killed the virus. But the testing measures showed that it worked. There was concerns over what we could see for maybe our export market on milk. That really hasn't slowed. As a matter of fact, milk futures have rallied ever since that discovery was made off contract lows. They were already trading deeply depressed, so you couldn't take them down much further, which was actually a positive for it. But we saw losses in the cattle. We thought there might be some culling taking place. Did not see that. And then we got the weekly beef sales out. 12,700 metric tons, up 15% from last week. Pork sales on the week, 55,300 metric tons, up 64% on the week, a marketing year high. So our red meat demand is perking up a little bit after that break. That gave us support in both cattle and hogs in today's session.
Thank you so much, Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. You can check out his website. It's consusag.net. CONSUSAG.net.